on. I always think I can pull off weaning off of Adderall and convince myself that I can function without it. Yeah. And I'm just like always wrong.
So you like take it regularly?
Yeah. Now that I have a job again, I have to get out of bed. I have to like brush my teeth. Those are my New Year's resolutions. Literally, it's like get out of bed.
Yeah.
Brush your teeth. Mm-hmm. And so far, doing a pretty good job.
So far, so good. Yeah, exactly. 4 days in.
I mean, if it's like any of my other resolutions, I'll be completely done with them by spring break.
Absolutely, if not sooner.
Or by Mardi Gras, however you celebrate.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Rumspringa or whatever. Yeah, whatever the Amish do. Yeah.
Wait, I actually am not familiar.
Oh, it's like their spring break. They get to like do something normal for like a week when they're like 18. The Amish.
Oh, that's kind of, oh.
They get like one pass, I think. That's like what, I don't know. I've just heard tell of
it. What? It's like Mecca to society.
Exactly. Yeah.
I recently, or I don't know, recent-ishly, was just thinking carnival mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. is basically the same thing as Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
But just like somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. I always just equated the two, I feel like, in my head, you know?
Me too. Yeah. Well, whenever I've discovered carnival, I did. But
yeah,
I definitely didn't know what it was for a long time after.
I've just seen like pictures of like Rihanna or something like at carnival from like the past, and it's like in the cool outfits and stuff, you know. But I've never been to Mardi Gras because I'm in California and we do it here, I guess, because people love to drink, but there's no like precedent.
I think I had that same experience with the Rihanna being my
like, the intro to carnival.
I feel like when you said that, it immediately took me to that moment.
You had a vision, yeah.
Of seeing the photos. Yes. And then as for California, I mean, that doesn't surprise me, but I'm in Mississippi, where I belong right now. Mm-hmm. So I'll be pretty close to...
That's exciting.
The festivities, or at least can buy king cake at
I made a king cake one time. I made one and it sucked. It was pretty horrendous, but it was fun to do. Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. I've never tried. Is it not?
I don't know what it was. I think it's the point of it is it's like a lot yeastier almost than a cake, you know, because it's like a ring and then you hide the baby in it, obviously. And I don't know. It just came out kind of shitty. I don't even know how we found the mix, because it's like, why were they selling king cake mix? I don't know. You know?
That's a good question. I don't. Mm-hmm. I'm like trying to think about yeast, and it's beyond me.
It's too much. Yeah.
I'm just like looking at my beer and thinking about like
yeast.
Is that the same thing?
I guess so. Yeah.
Like, were the bakers just drinking a lot of beer because they have to get it out of their system before Lent?
And it's like, totally.
They're like, fuck, like if we don't get rid of this beer, we're never going to survive Lent, because it's so tempting. Got to do a fridge clean out.
Yes. Put it in. I don't know. Yeah. No, I.
The wheels are turning.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a beautiful historical tradition, the whole Mardi Gras pageantry. Yeah.
I began to understand it as, well, I guess, like, the correct understanding. Just, like, it precedes Lent.
Yes. Yes, and exactly.
I actually think I could, despite having no idea what yeast is, I could explain to you exactly how to find Mardi Gras on the calendar, because it's, like, the hardest one to figure out, and it changes so much every year.
Really?
So, yeah, you have to find Easter first.
Okay.
And this will surprise you. It's like much more based upon the moon. Like Easter is the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox. So you find the spring equinox, which is typically the
21st?
Yeah, March 21st. Yeah. However, this year it's a leap year, so that'll be a little shifted.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Yeah, because the planets don't really think about leap years.
No, they shouldn't consider. Yeah, they should not. Yeah. I hate a leap year. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and they're also always like, we'll get into 2024 later. Yes,
absolutely. Yeah.
But then after March 21st, you look at the moon calendar, find the full moon that comes after that. And then the next Sunday is when we celebrate Easter every year.
Oh my God. I literally had no idea. I was raised in like a godless household. So I also don't even know like the precedent behind a lot of holidays like that. But I thought it was just, sometimes I get so dumb and I'm like, it's just weird that they do it on the day rather than like the day. Do you know what I mean? Cause isn't that when, I don't know if that's when Jesus came back. I don't know what Easter is, but
yeah,
that's Easter his crucifixion. It's something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, there's Good Friday, yeah, and Easter, and it's He is Risen.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a weekend. It's a whole
weekend.
You were
right on track. Yeah. Okay. Has to be a Sunday.
Makes sense. I'm getting that. Yeah. Weird.
And then, so then to find Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
You count back, and I'm going out here. Yeah. Not completely sure, but I'm pretty sure it's 40 days, not counting Sundays, before Easter, and that's why you can eat meat on Sundays.
Oh my God, totally, I've heard that.
Or something, yes, like that.
Yes.
And this is where I probably am less knowledgeable. I did grow up in a religious household.
Yeah.
But not Catholic.
Yeah.
And more importantly, I grew up in like a trivia focused household.
Me too.
So I'm like heavy on that.
That's great.
And anytime I like say something inaccurate on here, my mom will like
text
me. That's
so cute. That's so cute. Oh my God. She's like, that was wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She'll let me know if I'm incorrect about any of this.
That's awesome. That's really helpful.
Yeah. She's horrified by my lack of like biblical knowledge.
It's so much stuff to think about. I don't
and
know.
I'm like, mom, like, she thinks that I forgot it all, and I'm like, I promise you, I never understood this.
Exactly. Like, I never knew it. Yeah.
Like,
totally.
The books I was assigned for summer reading in seventh grade were extremely easy compared to the Bible, and I didn't understand those. Like, trying to read a book, I'm like,
Nope.
You think like my ass in Sunday school was like following?
Any child, I know. It's like a tall order. It's just a lot, yeah.
It's like impressive. It's like a feat to like.
It is.
Understand.
It's like a college class. It's like wild.
Text.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's like Shakespeare. It's crazy. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're like just yeah. It is like that. It's like, I mean, except like older, obviously.
But yeah, exactly. It's even worse. Like it's, you know.
Yeah, it's even worse.
It's crazy.
Oh man. This is a tangent because I was talking about, I don't even know, Mardi Gras?
Yeah. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. I already forgot.
Thanks for joining me.
Oh my God, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, oh my God, it's good to see you, talk to you again.
You too.
How have you been?
Good. I've been good. I'm trying to think of when did we record? That was like early July.
Yeah I think so. Well, actually, don't remember at all.
I want to say it was. Something is telling me it was. So
okay.
Yeah, I'm good. I like broke up with my boyfriend, so I like live alone now. And yeah,
did he move out?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's just been kind of like hectic and chaotic and just like kind of a weird past few months. This is just like a little anecdote because I feel like you might find it interesting. Back in like August, right after we broke up, I always like whenever something happens like that, I go see like a psychic or I get like a tarot card reading or both because I'm one of those people. Mm-hmm, and I got this tarot card reading from like this, I don't know, she's like a medium technically. And so I've used her before and I had faith in her. And the tarot card reading she gave me, she was literally like, I don't even want to tell you what this says. And I was like, what does it say? And she was like, the next like 3 months of your life are going to be literally so awful. She was like, you're going to feel so alone. You're going to be so isolated. She's like, you don't even know what's going to happen. It's going to be a chain of events that you can't even predict right now. They wouldn't even make sense to you right now. But she was like, come New Year's, you'll really be ready to just throw in the towel, but then it's all going to shift and it'll probably be fine by like the new year. And I was like, you know, I was literally like, fuck you, babe. I was like, this is the worst thing. And I was just like, I'm going to ignore it. I don't want to hear that shit. And then she was fully right. And I didn't even realize until like, yeah, until like November when things kept happening. And I was like, why is this? I was like, she was right.
You know what? I'm a huge fan of like getting the shit out before the calendar year changes. Like whatever horrible, because it's like you get to wipe yourself clean
in like exactly
a month and like
exactly
literally get to compartmentalize that entire 12 months as like
throw it out.
Your past.
Exactly, like another year in the books. Yeah, totally.
But now like everything I do every day is gonna follow me until
end of the year,
the next winter.
Back at it. Yeah, it's random. Yeah.
Ugh. I've definitely like been sleeping a lot.
Yeah, I have too. Winter is hard. I mean, like you guys, we don't get much of a winter here in California. Obviously, it's the same weather all the time. But I just like, it is cold. It's dark at, you know, 4. It's hard for me not to just like hibernate.
I was thinking about, okay, so I think I need to do a tarot reading or psychic prediction or whatever in California.
Yeah.
I tried one
yeah.
in the South and was like, had high expectations.
Yeah.
But they like fully failed to predict like something crazy that happened like, shortly after that. And I'm like,
weird.
Y'all probably.
It's not a good review. Yeah.
Yeah. Like could have found that somewhere. But astrology is so hard.
It is hard. And the thing is, like, I hope this doesn't negate what I've just said, because I have a really good psychic. I like actually love her. It's not even the medium lady, it's someone else. I do them remotely, and that sounds so fake. So I'm like on FaceTime with this woman, and she like gets my birthday information, and then she does like an oracle spread from where she is in Portland, and she like lights a candle. And this last time I saw her, she told me like everything, like she knew it all, and so that was like really cool. But yeah, I feel like it's I would like to see someone in person sometime, honestly, because it feels fake when you do it over the phone. But
hey, I mean, yeah, like the like it's worth shopping for the best one, and whoever's like around the corner might not necessarily be
exactly
like that's like it's almost like a higher risk to just walk
it is
and find the nearest one. Is like your chances of failure are pretty high.
I would think so. Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, I like when I think about astrology, I try to understand what the hell they're actually like referencing in the sky. I know.
Yes.
So I've been looking at and like I like want to understand my sign better. Yes. And I also, I like looking at historical events in relation to the stars, just as a way to kind of like wrap my head around what they're even saying.
Yes.
I was looking at this YouTube video that was like a full analysis of O.J. Simpson, like murdering Nicole Brown in both of their full charts. And
I
what
love
was happening
stuff like
in the
that.
Sky right then.
Oh, did it make sense?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Ugh. Like, I couldn't tell you exactly what each of them were, but whoever did this video, I wish I could plug it because I don't remember. But anyway, it was like, it was revealing, but damn. Where was I headed with this? This is my problem.
Astrology,
making
sense of historical events. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what? That's what I was thinking about. Okay, so this is what people keep warning me about is Aquarius, or no, Pluto going into Aquarius.
I have heard this.
Okay, so this will be an opportunity for me to kind of, like, flesh out my understanding. Because your sun sign is right, like, the sun's that distance from us.
Yes.
And then Pluto's like so much further away.
Right.
And the moon's super close. So I think moon sign changes like a lot on a lot like faster pace than sun. Like if you go in and
co-star like
and mess your stuff up like a little bit,
the moon sign will be more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then so like the things that are further away take longer and are less specific to you. It's more like every generation will have the same, like, Uranus.
Totally.
Placement, because that's like a marker of a generation, or maybe it's Neptune. I know it's one of the two.
I know what you're talking about, though. Yeah.
Yeah, because one time at a party, a guy was like, I bet I can tell you what your Neptune's in. And he was like, and I fully fell for it. And I was like, pulled up CoStar and I was like, how did you know that? That's insane. And it was literally, he was just like predicting that I was born like within a specific decade or something. Yeah. And I was like, oh shit, like,
it's a good trick.
Everybody I'm friends with is the same.
Exactly. It's, like, it's, yeah, it's like year of the ox or something. It's like, we're all, you know,
except a good trick. Yeah, even broader, but I'm gonna let him have that one. He earned it, but
it's a good trick. Yeah, it's clever.
So then Pluto is even further, right? By a lot.
Yes.
And it's like small.
Yes.
So that's where I start to be like, that's where my doubt creeps in. Is like, but also, like, astrology is so old. I'm like, how did they even know about Pluto? Like, that's crazy.
I know. Well, and it's like, I know. And like, people used to use the stars to like guide ships or something too. Like, it's been like a thing for so long, you know? It's random. It's crazy. I bet you could just see them so much better when there was no electricity, too. You could just, like, see all the stars, probably.
That's definitely a good point. And people are just out in the elements.
Yeah. And, bored. Yeah. Just, like, looking at the sky. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So, anyway, like, the last time Pluto was in Aquarius was literally a period in the 18th century that includes both the French Revolution and the American Revolution.
Oh.
And it is described as a time of, like, upheaval and revolution. And a time of, just kind of, shit going down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know.
So
in 2024, this part kind of confuses me, because it doesn't just go in and stay in. It's going to go in, and then there will be a month where it's not in, and then it'll go back in for 20 years straight.
What? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, and I was figuring this out, because it's not, like, the complicated thing is, like, we're not, like, a thing that's staying still with things rotating around us.
No.
We are also, like, I know, not to, like, break the news here. But, like, the reason that Pluto can go into something and then back out, and the same reason that Mercury can be in retrograde is because normally it may be moving, like, what would appear as, like, counterclockwise or whatever. But if the part of our orbit is lined up with the other orbit in such a way where, like, we're distorting our, like, what's actually happening just by our, like, angle. Position.
Yeah,
because our angle's not stationary, right?
Totally.
So then that's how, like, Mercury goes in retrograde, and that's why, like, Pluto will go into Aquarius, but then come out, but it really is, like, in for the next 20 years, except that's for this crazy one random month.
That is so random. Is that month in 2024? Do you know? Yeah. Like, okay, do you know what month it is?
It's in the fall. I don't remember exactly which
month. Do you know where it goes? Is it going into, like, not a, like, what sign it goes into? Does it do something?
I would guess it's
whatever's going after that. Is that
into,
or before it, Capricorn?
That's what I was gonna guess.
Yeah, I think that's before Aquarius. So if it's going, if it goes back,
right. Huh. Or that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know. I don't know, like, what is going to happen.
I don't either.
We can make our predictions.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm prepared to think about, like, a 20 year span.
I'm not, and I can't, and I just, like, won't. But I refuse.
Long term goal. We can.
I don't. Yeah.
Really, like, I'm gonna crack open a website, I don't know, I was about to say, like, a globe or, like, a system.
An
of,
atlas,
like, let me be honest. And
yeah.
Just be like, I'm going to, like, click some buttons on this keyboard and, like, watch. Anyway, that'll be a project for me. I have so many, like, ideas, but I'm glad that we got to do astrology chat.
Oh, totally.
So, okay. one of the reasons we're here today is to think about in our yes. list for 2024. Yes. This is January. I don't know. We're like just a few days in.
Yeah. Just, it's still, you know, early.
We're testing
early
the waters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Things are happening. Mm-hmm. So
feels good.
And it's where we have some distance from the time where we first wrote
yes.
our lists. So I feel like naturally some of our opinions will be evolved from
sure
that. But let's see. I guess, like, do you want to go first?
Are you sure? Do you want to go first? I'm cool with whatever.
No, sure. I can go first. Okay. I can just set do mine stage. From memory, I think.
Oh my gosh, good.
I don't,
good for you.
Which is just me being like, I didn't prep enough to like bring it in front of me.
No, I love it.
But I know that I am like in on Plaid.
Yes.
I'm
absolutely
feeling really positively about Plaid.
Yeah.
And like not even Plaid in a like reinvented way. Like,
yeah,
just like Plaid as it was intended to be.
Straight up Plaid. I love.
Yeah. Like on men.
Yeah.
You know?
I do. I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
And maybe at the club, but like, I don't even know if I'm going to be at the club. So y'all have to let me know.
Totally. I'm
fully like staying in Mississippi. So maybe that's like me just predicting my own
but it crowd. Might come like totally true, like, you know, like across the map, you know.
Yeah, no, it no, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. I would not be surprised at all.
I'm gonna be on Plaid watch. Yeah,
the hard thing, like, this is like my only one that's sort of fashion related, I would mm-hmm. say. The hard thing about fashion trends for me is, and with a lot of predictions and trends,
yeah,
you can come off like Karen and Mean Girls when she predicts that it's already raining.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like being like, oh, I feel like I don't know, like baggy pants are about to come.
Exactly.
It's like obviously
exactly.
Like,
it's like
not
duh.
A prediction.
Not
like,
at all. I know.
And I've earlier this year I predicted that like Dreamcatchers were gonna come back. But
oh my gosh.
I even feel like I feel like me feeling my boobs and being like, it's already raining.
Yeah, it's just like something that's been like coming. Yeah.
Yeah, I it's mean, sort of the logical like next thing.
Totally.
But
that is like fashion though. I feel like that's like how you like you have like rumblings of something is like happening, and then all of a sudden it's like, I feel like fashion's delayed too, where it's like something will be creeping in and you'll be like, I think this is getting popular, and then one day it's like everyone young is wearing it or whatever, you know.
True. I feel like we might see a headdress on a runway soon.
I would kind of love that.
I feel like it's gonna happen.
It's about damn time.
Like as many times as designers have like put blackface in some form down the
or
runway,
like,
just
or like an
to
iron
get...
cross or like yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right, right. And it's like obviously a strategy.
Yeah.
Even like they've done what they did, like the weird Balenciaga one, like, which I don't need to get into right now.
No, that was exhausting. Yeah,
like just there's a headline that would come out of that.
Oh,
and I feel
absolutely.
Like they would, I'm not saying they should. I'm just like saying I could see it happening.
I could totally see it too, and I feel like honestly, I mean, like, yeah, I'm surprised that it hasn't like shifted back yet. Frankly, you know.
I see what you're saying for sure. Yeah. I mean, I don't know that. I don't know how I got from Plaid to oh yeah, because I was talking about Dreamcatchers.
Yes.
I got like a henna tattoo.
Yeah.
And it was sort of reminiscent of a Dreamcatcher.
Oh my gosh.
And it like felt so right. It felt
yeah.
so cute.
Yeah.
And I've seen like other people with Dreamcatcher tattoos and I'm just like, it's so cute. I love it.
I love that. I love that.
And henna, I didn't have this on my list, but I feel like henna is gonna be a thing. I
yeah.
like how it looks so much.
It is really beautiful and it's very like doable and like yeah, I don't know, it's I think it's gorgeous. Yeah, that's in for sure.
So let me like incorporate your list here for a second. Do
yeah.
any of your ins or outs have to do with fashion?
Let me look.
And if not, that's okay.
I have an out that I think is, you know, it's fashion. I think that like the whole clean girl aesthetic, I don't know if you're familiar. I think that's very out. It has to be out soon. It's just like, you know, like all, I just feel like every girl in her 20s or like late teens is just doing the thing with like the hair and the claw clip and the like trying to dress like Carolyn Bessette Kennedy, but it's like not working. And they just look like it's just like a uniform at this point and being
it's
don't
like,
wear makeup, like whatever.
It's an aesthetic that works on a very like prestigious individual and not like on a mass scale.
No.
Because very few like pull it off. And if it becomes so ubiquitous, then it's like not even worth.
No, it's not doing what they think it is. Yeah,
not that I like know that it was ubiquitous, but I do feel like
it is.
I don't know, to a certain
lawyer, like it
was prevalent.
Yeah, and it's like, and I mean, I live in a pretty small town in California. I see it all the time. I, you know, I've been to New York this year several times. I've seen it there. Like, it's just, I think it's very like accessible. And I just am bored by it. I'm bored by it. And I resent the emphasis on cleanliness because it's like, you know, calm down. Like,
calm down.
Calm down. It's just silly.
Do you remember when like people were obsessed with white people like not washing their legs or something?
Yes, I remember when that was like all the like discourse. And it was, there were a lot of like, there's a lot of different, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know how I feel. I feel like
making
that's
fun
out.
Of people for. Not washing their legs is out.
It's very out. It's been out.
Honestly, I don't understand how people do it because I shower and I'm tall like a fucking giraffe.
Yeah.
So if I'm gonna lift a leg up to be, unless I'm fully like doing like aerobics to like bend down and like, it's just like a far away.
It's a health hazard.
Lifting that leg up.
Yeah. Like,
and like, my eyes are probably closed for some reason. I probably have something going on up there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fall over. Like,
yeah,
I'm
you
going
could die.
To freaking fall over.
Absolutely.
It's scary. Oh my gosh.
It is. That is true. And like, I don't have a bath mat in my bathtub and my shower is really small because my apartment's really like cheap. So it's like, yeah, it's a whole, I'm not gonna do like aerobics. Yeah. Like, or contort myself. I don't know.
I mean, listen, it depends on the day.
Yeah.
But like, that was so silly.
No, it's true. I see what you're saying. And that was just like, but it was like a hot topic. Like, I feel like people were like breaking news about white people not washing their legs, you know? And it's like, okay.
Man. Okay. So this is making me think something because that was certainly like before the pandemic, that thing. Like, that
was so, right?
Like, maybe 4 years ago.
Feels like it.
I don't know if I can say that our current trend, like, or discourse when you think about, like, headlines or whatever has really evolved since then.
No.
It's, I mean, maybe gotten, like, the decline has increased, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, if anything, yeah.
But that's one of the weird things about this, like, Aquarius deal, right, is...
Yeah.
If it's anything like the years we've had recently, it's not going to live up to, like, my expectations. 'Cause
I agree.
We haven't really seen anything close to the, like, pain and sacrifice of...
Absolutely.
...a period that is... fits this description.
Absolutely. Well, I feel like it's that thing people say where it's, like... That's not a thing people say. It's that one guy said it, and I can't remember who because I'm stupid, but it's like, you know, the world's not going to end with a bang, but a whimper, where it's like things are just getting increasingly more like neutered. So it's like maybe this is like the craziest upheaval time, and it just kind of sucks to like live through.
Yeah,
it's just kind of like, like, okay.
That's a fair point. And you know what? There's probably something else like astrologically that could add context to that.
Totally. I'm sure.
But it doesn't seem like we're moving in the direction of peace.
No, I would say no. I think it's division very much, and like, just, I don't know, you know,
for sure.
It sucks.
Ugh. So okay, you just said clean girl out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
that's where we're at.
Yeah.
I am pivoting to, let's see, oh yeah, let's talk about filing for bankruptcy.
Oh please. I want to talk about that. Yes.
Oh okay, I am going to just say, I have a lot of people in my life that probably should file for bankruptcy.
Really? That is so, yeah.
And that's not a judgment on them.
No, no.
That's actually a statement of how, like, slept on this option is for people.
I know.
And I feel like I'm about to sound like a fucking, like, radio advertisement right now. That's like, this is so hard. Just call this number. And that was the easiest thing ever.
Absolutely.
But the arguments that people use for, like, wanting to protect your credit score are, okay, if you want to buy a car.
Sure.
If you want to take out a loan, buy a home.
Right.
Things that are completely out of the reach of, like, most
the average
of the people in my life.
Yeah, absolutely.
That I would consider, like, good friends. It's like, none of those things were in the options. Like, we don't
ever
make, like, what kind of, like, literally, like, you're poor, act like it. Like, you're not about to freaking, like, follow the rules that you don't have to follow.
That's so true.
Just so you can be eligible for more debt.
Exactly.
Because a credit score is a measure of how eligible you are to go into debt.
Yep.
So the better your credit score is, and I'm not saying that, like, only people with high credit scores get scammed, but, like, a sophisticated scammer that, like, is, like, functions on focusing on people with high credit scores. And that's not to me even criticize, like, the scammers. Like, I'm like,
no,
that makes sense. Like,
game,
go after
yeah.
the people that have proven that they pay their debts back.
Totally.
Because those are the people that, like, because if you go for the people that, like, never did it, then,
yeah,
like,
nothing to lose,
what are you going
to
get out of them?
Exactly, like, exactly.
Nothing. Like, it's, you're just wasting your breath.
Yes.
So it's like, in a strange way, you could make the argument that having a high credit score, like, makes you vulnerable to certain mistakes.
I agree.
And having a low credit score, like, forces it forces a certain structure on you too.
Sure.
Because you have to save to earn. And it's like, what better way to, like, and okay, so here's me, like, stepping back for a second.
Yeah.
Like, okay, bankruptcy is a way to forgive all of your debts except for student loan debt.
Okay.
Money of the IRS. Alimony and
child support, maybe
child support.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm, like, naming the four ways that HIV can be transmitted right now.
Exactly.
I'm like, breast milk. Mm-hmm. so damn, now I'm just, like, lost thinking about AIDS. Shit. What was I talking about?
Bankruptcy. So it erases all your debt, but those kinds, right?
Yeah, which is really shitty that
I hate that
student
stuff.
Loan debt. Like,
oh, that should be illegal.
Bankruptcy.
That should be literally illegal. That's evil. That's not,
crazy. Yeah. No, literally, they should make it where, yeah, everybody that wants to just get rid of their student loan debt, they can just, like, file bankruptcy. Like,
absolutely.
And then it would just go away.
It would all go away.
That's how it works if you owe money to credit card companies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's how it works if you owe money to a bank.
Even, like, medical debt. Whenever my friends have, like, hospital debt or something, I'm like, just don't pay it.
Oh, my God.
They, like, can't make you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm always saying
literally, do not do that.
Just, like, don't get sucked in. Don't worry about it.
It's actually, medically unadvisable for you to be paying your medical debt.
Agree. They don't need that money.
They don't, and, like, you do.
Yeah,
for,
you,
like,
really
food
do.
In
exactly.
30 years.
And, like, healthcare for yourself, theoretically, like, day to day, like, staying healthy.
Like you, like, bitch, this is survival.
It is. It's like stress management.
You're not about to break into a, like, six-figure career all of a sudden. I'm so sorry.
Get a new car. No.
And if you're in a ton of debt, obviously you've been living above your means a little bit. Don't pay it off. Don't let them tell you you have to pay it off. Ignore the calls. Ignore
They're just
going to
keep calling.
Calls.
It's like, whatever.
And honestly, what's even, like, a bigger move than filing for bankruptcy is just straight up ignoring it.
Yes. Absolutely.
And, like, playing chicken with them. And I can't say for sure, but I do know, like, sometimes they don't even bother
yes
with it.
Like, yeah, they get bored. They got bigger things, you know?
They certainly do. And, like, yeah. Filing for bankruptcy is a little more official. Sure. And
it's glamorous, like, for sure. I mean,
oh my god, oh, that's what I'm saying.
It's like, just like, oh, like,
it's so in, like, it's so in it is such so a in. Like specific way, and it's yeah. like got the strangest like stigma around it because it's a like Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Like, sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Like, that's filing for bankruptcy.
It really is.
Like,
in a word, just. Yeah.
And I don't have a fucking car.
Yeah, it's...
I'm
never going to buy a house.
Even close to affording something that a credit score matters for. Like...
Nope. I don't see when I will be.
And listen, my credit score has been great. It's been...
Me too.
Like, and yeah. When it was at my best was when I made some bad decisions.
Sure. Like, totally.
And I don't know.
I know it gives you like a false sense of like, you know, you're like, I could do whatever. And then all of a sudden you're like, you'll never, like, you're just scrambling. It's like a hamster wheel of just like, you got to keep this imaginary number up. And I hate anything where I can't attach it to something tangible where it's like, what is a credit? Like, how does that have anything to do with my life? Like,
I know.
It's so weird.
And like, I think it's like fine because a cool thing about credit is it's like, you kind of get to like, gamble on your potential future success.
Oh yeah.
And if you lose that gamble, you can just kind of say, oh well.
Yeah.
And I used to think that you had to prioritize eliminating debt before you prioritized things like saving. That's not good advice.
No, I feel like it's the opposite. Yeah.
It's 100% the opposite. I don't like care if you like, for example, you might think I'm not going to contribute to my 401k because I need the extra income to get out of debt. Wrong.
Nope.
You should put all the money in your 401k because if you file for bankruptcy, your 401k is protected.
Exactly.
Because it's for retirement.
That's so smart.
Like, if you own a home, if you have shit to lose, I understand why you would have to really consider that as a decision. But I'm talking to people like similar to me and my peers that do not own anything.
Nope.
And they don't have anything to lose.
Nope.
So whenever they do the audit of what you're worth or what you have versus what you owe, and they see the disparity, like they don't even have anything to take from you because
exactly.
Like, what would they take?
Exactly.
Like your Birkin bag, like I'm sorry.
Go ahead. My Telfar bag. Yeah, it's like, well,
my Telfar bag. They're gonna take our Telfar bag.
They're coming for our Telfar bags. No, I know what you're saying. I feel like it's kind of like that thing where sometimes I'm like, I don't know. It's like, I mean, this is a weird example, but it's like if I like left my apartment unlocked or if someone breaks into my car, I'm like, go ahead. It's like old cigarettes is what's in there. Like, you know what I mean? Like a Diet Coke can, like take what's mine. True. I don't have much. Like rather than like, that's why I don't want like a nice car. Cause I'm like, my ass is going to crash the car or something. Ugh. Or someone's going to break into it. Like why have like the night, like just for, I don't even know why. Like, I don't know.
I know. I know exactly what you mean. I feel like it's such a, like with nice clothes, like that stresses me out so
me
much.
Me too. I still
love,
you know,
nice clothes.
I do too, but it's, I know myself. And so I just kind of go into it being like, this is an investment that I'm going to like spill wine on or something, you know?
And they'll be the first ones to break or rip.
Yeah.
Which
always.
Is crazy.
Always.
I'm just like, what?
I know.
And then
know.
People will be like, well, you're not taking good enough care of it. And I'm like, well, I thought the reason that it was valuable was because it was nice.
Yeah. Or like durable a little, like,
yeah,
seriously.
If you're just treating things that are expensive as delicately as possible, you're like actually creating an illusion that they're durable by preventing
like
duress.
Babying them. Yes.
But that's just like a result of like me having to take it to the fucking dry cleaner every single
as
time.
As if I ever will. And also it's like, that's not the fun of it. I want to just like wear it and live in it and whatever. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It works for things that you don't have to wash, but
totally.
I've shrunk some shirts and.
Oh God. Anyway. And that feels awful. Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, it really is. It really is. Can't even let myself think about it. But anyway, as we're approaching like potential societal downfall, I think a lot of people just need to think about finance as like a game to play for themselves and not for the way that you're told it works or by doing the things you are told you're supposed to do.
Totally.
Because that's sort of just not good advice.
It's not. It's, just, it's true.
It's just not. Like, it's if you pay off, let's say, just for example, somebody has $10,000 of debt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And their argument for why they don't want to pay it off, I mean, why they don't want to file for bankruptcy would be because they maybe they say, oh, well, my credit score is going to go down and I need to have a good credit score so that I can sign a new lease or get this car that I've been wanting. Okay, babe, if you literally save that $10,000,
yeah,
the car company is not going to care about your credit score.
No.
Like, and if, I mean, like, it's easy to get a cosigner. It's just, like, you are going to be better off with the cash.
That's so true.
Like, would you rather have, like, no cash with a great credit score or a lot of cash and no credit score?
Exactly.
Like, the answer is easy.
It's, like, duh. And it's also, like, stop playing into their game and, like, just getting in the cycle of, like, borrowing and trying to prove something when it's, like, cold hard cash is, like, valid. It's you know, tried and true. Like,
it's just crazy. And it's, like, it's not easy to do or easy to have, but if just don't like spend money that like should be going to savings on paying back debt. Like,
no, absolutely not.
Like you can, like, because this is the kind of thing that, like, I feel like you're afforded like a big fuck up in life every like decade or so.
Sure.
And you do need to save, like, for example, the opportunity to go like 50K into debt.
Yeah.
For a circumstance. So if you're not already there, if you're not already in the debt, like, I don't think it's like save this emergency option for later in your life.
Totally.
But if you're already in the debt,
yeah,
and this is for credit card debt more so than student loan debt,
yes,
unfortunately.
Yeah.
You definitely, yeah, should look into bankruptcy.
I love it. Is there any, can anybody do it theoretically? Is there just like,
you have to hire a lawyer.
Okay.
And that costs money. So that's
true
the
too.
Hard part.
They, like, could take you on pro bono, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like one, like, yeah. And it, well, they have, definitely, I feel like, a range depending on who you go to and like,
yes. Yeah.
They basically, damn, I can't remember. This is like getting into like a dull area of like legal talk. So I'm gonna try and pull myself out. But yeah, what I was gonna say was just like a couple months of pocketing what you would have spent on a credit card payment or whatever payment that you want to dip out on.
Yeah,
is cash that you can use on the lawyer to, or if you need it. You
totally
know?
Like, exactly.
It's not. I don't know. So okay. Let me. Stepping away from the bankruptcy.
Yes.
And do you have one you want to say?
Yeah, let me look. I got to get my list up. I think that in kind of in a similar vein, and I, you know, I hope this, I don't think it's insensitive to say, because I think it is just cool and I've done it a lot in my life. Petty theft, I think, is in, just like, you know, not from like anywhere, like from like a corporation or whatever. Like, it can just be really fun to just like pocket something or just like, or just steal, like, you know, it's like everybody wants to do it. Everybody does it.
No. Oh my God. I was just talking about theft today and I feel like not even because I wanted to, but just because it's in the air.
Yes.
And like you said, like small, like lip gloss.
Yeah. Like, it's like, why not?
Silly.
Yeah. Just like a little, I don't, like, know. Yeah.
You know what I love is like stealing food off of someone's plate.
Oh,
without
totally.
And by stealing, I just mean like taking it without asking.
Absolutely. I love stuff like that. I need like little secrets for myself or just like a little like it's, you know. Yeah. I just think it's a good way to like preserve your sanity or like feel like, you know, you're just, it's like a little, I don't know, if you can get away with it. Nothing major, obviously, but it's just like, it's like a little quick rush and you're just like, oh, okay. You know?
Oh, I hear you. I totally hear you. I mean, this is, for me, reminding me of like my thought process for pranks, because it's sort of a similar rush, right?
Yes.
It's like petty theft is like a prank that you play
it
on.
It is.
A corporation.
Exactly.
It's just like silly,
it is.
Petty,
it's all jokes. Yeah.
Like,
it's just like, whoop, I got you. Yeah, exactly. And then you get home and you're like, I got the whole thing. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, perfect. I think it's great. It is exactly like that.
Ugh. So pranks, think of, I don't know. Do you have, are you a prankster, would you say?
I wouldn't say so, just by nature. I guess this isn't really pranking, but I like to say something really deadpan to a stranger and it's like not true, you know, and just kind of like lie at face value. But I don't always go with it. I just kind of lie for a second and then I'm kind of like, I was fucking with you. Like, why would I say that, you know? Or like, why would that be true, you know?
Or, you know, it's like the favorite for me is doing it when it like is true, but yes, like is not what was expected.
It's the best. Yeah,
like I was at a party with my parents, yeah, and it was this like very freaking like southern situation, like golf club. Sorry, I can't even talk right now. Golf club.
Yes.
What am I trying to say? Golf course, country club.
Yes.
Event that was like hosted by a chicken farm mega corporation.
I feel like you told me about that, or like we were texting or something during.
Oh my god,
it,
yeah, because like, I was talking about like my family that
yes
is involved with this company. Anyway, they like run this golf tournament or something, or it's like a big like thing for a bank's clients so that they can entertain them.
Right.
They took me there, and it's like the most, it's the most like taxing small talk that I've ever had to make.
Oh my god, I can't even imagine, yeah.
But somebody was, of course, asking me about Chicago, and she decided to go for, like, did you feel safe question.
Yes.
Which, like, talked to me, like, 8 years ago or whatever, maybe
yeah
6 years ago even, I would have been, like, really quick to talk about how safe I feel there.
Yeah.
Because I did, and now yeah I'm like, and this was when I still lived there, and I was saying, no, like, I fear for my life all the time. Like, I literally have a friend who died.
That's
of
awful
violence, like,
yeah,
in my city, and I'm afraid to go on public transportation.
Yeah.
And it's scary.
Yes.
But I can't afford a car.
Yeah.
So I'm staying in the city where there's public transportation for me, because for me to live anywhere else, I would need to have a car.
Yep.
And this lady was just like, gobsmacked.
Totally. Did not expect. Yeah.
But I feel like it gave her like a thrill too.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the same as pranks. Like, both parties get a little thrill.
Exactly. It's like tickling someone or something. Yeah. You're just like, like, you know, totally. You didn't expect that. Yeah. It's fun. Everybody likes it. And it's very, I think that's a good way to foster human connection, even if it's very fleeting or something. Cause I feel like we're all very like atomized and separate from each other in this day and age, you know? So it's like,
so true. Know. No, I feel like it is a good way to break it. Cause like break that sort of disconnect.
Yes.
I don't know. And it's sort of like riding a bicycle. Like, we've done it before.
Oh, yeah.
So, exactly. You know, you can plan a prank because you've done it before.
Yes, exactly.
You just have to like prime your brain for it.
Yes.
And it will come.
Yeah.
And
that's
you
very
find
true
yourself on these crazy side quests.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so worth it.
It is.
Yeah. If I ever like become sober, like, watch out. I'm gonna become a menace.
Oh, fully.
Because I'm gonna get my thrill somewhere, baby.
I know, right? I think about that all the time, where I'm like, I get worried that I'm like gonna switch to gambling or something, because I just need like a fix, you know, a quick fix of something. But I'm too stupid to gamble, so it works out. I can't like grasp the math of it, you know? Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Thank God I never went into a casino when I was on Lexapro.
Oh God, totally. I'm on like Wellbutrin, so it makes you want to like spend a ton of money all the time and just like do whatever.
Yeah, it's like hypomania or whatever.
Yes, all the time. Yeah.
That's okay. Great. Stepping away from pharma again.
Yeah. <It's>
I brought dangerous us there, but we can't.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah.
Always. So ins and outs.
Yeah.
There's been a lot more this year. It's sort of, I don't know, like a part of the, like, it, like this moment of social media sharing for ins and outs feels like how Spotify Wrapped felt like 3 years ago.
Totally. That's a good analogy. That is how it feels. Yeah.
More people are doing it.
Mm-hmm. It's like reaching the mass. It's just like everybody's like, drop your list. Yeah.
And yeah, but I like it. I mean,
I love
it's
it.
Like
I
a meme
it.
And like some meme formats get used for evil and some meme formats like produce greatness. So true. You know,
yeah.
Just a thought. I'm trying to think of like what else I've seen on other people's and whether or not I agree.
Yeah. I know. I've seen some. I feel like I'm very gullible or like easily persuaded, or I feel like I can just like hear people out. So whenever I read them, I'm like, you know what? That's true. I'm like,
you're right.
Like, that's crazy. Yeah. I don't know.
That's why you're such a good podcaster.
Yeah. I'm just like, I'll hear you out on anything. Yeah. Seriously. I'll change my mind. Yeah.
Being gullible is kind of in. I feel like
that is an in. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like this is like me like rough drafting. Always like say something out loud before I think about it. And another one I've done that with was like, oh yeah, being suspicious is, I feel like, maybe going out a little bit.
I hope so. Yeah, totally. I think that they go hand in hand.
I feel like I really like participated in nailing suspiciousness into the ground. Like,
yes.
And
sure.
And therefore I'm exhausted of it.
Totally.
And that's just like how the shit goes. So for me, I'm just like seeing that for myself. Like,
yeah,
I'm like fully like taking a break from being suspicious, and
it's gonna feel good. Like,
yeah, I'm gonna be like, yeah, everything's fine.
Everything's fine. Like, just don't worry about it. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
And I'm feeling like this was another rough draft one for me.
Mm-hmm.
Was like hyperbole being not out, because it's like it can never go out, and like that's like where so much of humor comes from.
Totally.
But just like exaggeration where it doesn't belong.
Yeah,
like it's reserved for when you need it.
Yes.
But like, so maybe like the excess of hyperbole, like,
yes,
like I think being in is just gonna be more like precise descriptions of like, mm-hmm, what you mean.
That's genius. I like and like, yeah, just like used sparingly, because it loses its impact, you know, like hyperbole if you're doing it. And I have a problem with that. I just feel like sometimes it's like the way I talk or the way I tell stories. And it's like, it is better to just like say exactly kind of what you're trying to say and not like rely on, I don't know. Yeah.
No, I mean, there's always one that I'm like basically calling myself out on. Mm-hmm. And like, that's how I know I can respect somebody's in out list.
Totally.
Is if they call themselves out on it at some point.
Absolutely. Because
if you're just like being a hater in one column, and then doing like
patting yourself on the back
thing on the other one.
Totally.
Yeah, like it's just like there's like low hanging fruit. And like, you know what some of them remind me? And this is not the same category of in out list. This is like something I respect a little bit more. But it always has the energy of, you know, in 13 going on 30, when she like goes to her newspaper or magazine job as a 13-year-old, and she's just like, we're gonna do all of this fun, like kooky, like no more minimalism, no more, like everything's gonna be like silly and cute, and and like they all like gag for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like for the past few years, like the in out lists have been giving 13 going on 30.
That is so true. That is literally exactly how it feels. They're like, what's in? They're like glitter, like innocence. They're like
road trip,
enthusiasm. Yeah, exactly. Like
laughter.
Yeah, like falling into your friend's arms, like trust falling. Yeah. Like just like it's very like and then out is like insincerity, like be mean. Like it's so funny.
Yeah. No way. No,
that's exactly.
And
how
listen, and this is me calling myself out too, because I fully have done like laughter being in, and like
it is always. They are, but like I know it's like you almost don't need to say it. Like it's like
no, like those people are amazing. Like the people that write like that, it's like the people I want to be around.
Totally, that's like the way their mind works is so perfect. It's just like yeah,
it's like Travis Kelce.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like the most like literal. Like okay, yeah, totally. That is in. Yeah, I love it.
Like it's just so true.
Just happy. Yeah.
Mm. I'm trying to think if I called myself out on any. Like, hyperbole is a little me calling myself out. Objectivity, I said, was out. And that was sort of, like, in a similar vein for me, which sounds...
For sure.
Doesn't, like, it make any sense, but... Sorry, I fucked that sentence up. But
no, I understood you.
I'm like, thank you, we're rolling with that. I found myself sort of saying objectively, and I think this is what I mean, is, like, the word objectively...
Yes.
Is like there's a lot of things that people describe as objective that are not.
Right, because it's like how can you, it's hard to be objective and then even to say what is objective, you know?
No, literally, like like, you don't know anything.
No, none of us do.
Like, you don't.
Don't. Like, that's true.
To be like, oh, this is the objective truth. And I found myself doing it because I was telling somebody that people from the South are objectively more interesting than people from the Midwest.
Totally.
And of course that's true to me, but it's the misuse of the word.
It's like literally subjective almost.
It's literally subjective. Like, I'm the subject. Like,
that's your subjective experience. Yeah.
So.
That's so true.
I respect objectivity, but I also don't think that it's something to believe that you're fully capable of.
No, and like, you're not the arbiter of it. Like, it's not your, you know, it's not really for you to say almost.
But. And I think that this is a key to, overcoming division and working towards peace is letting go of objectivity.
And suspicion, and all these, you know, a lot of these things.
And filing for bankruptcy.
Exactly. And doing pranks. Yeah, I agree.
And doing pranks. Yeah, so true. Okay. What's one of your ins?
Okay. One of my ins is, this one is just kind of random, and I like it. Letting your phone die while you're out and about. That's a weird one, but I just like sometimes like the best nights I've had when I'm like, you know, like you just like let your phone die.
Oh yeah.
And you're just like,
You rely on your senses. You like.
Yeah. Live in the moment. God. You know.
It's hard to do sometimes, but
I get scared. But as soon as it happens, it's kind of like filing for bankruptcy, where you're like, well, it's happened. Like I'm
here. Yeah,
you
totally.
Know, you just move on. Like you're just like, I'll charge it somewhere. I guess whatever. You know.
Yeah, or I guess it's like, especially in the city, like you charge it somewhere. But if you're in the in other parts, you're like, I guess I'll just rely on the wilderness and like.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, kind of rely on.
And if you're with your friends, you can just be like, and then you're like, I don't care who texts me or like, you're just forcibly divorced from it. And you just feel more like you're in the moment. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I hear you. There's like a couple, this is a tie-in. There's like a couple things that I have been haunted by, like tweets, I want to say.
Yeah.
One of them being like, remember when we were on AIM and you would say BRB because you were leaving.
Yes.
But now we don't have BRB because you're always there.
That's so true.
You're never there.
Walking away. Yeah.
Your phone, and your phone dying is like a BRB for real.
That is so true. It's a real life BRB. And that is like freeing. Yeah.
It is, because that's we used to have like a lot more of that in our lives than we do now. And like, it's certainly like why kids are so like behind, I guess.
Yeah. And it's,
but also,
I don't know. And it's kind of like, it is like, I feel every time it happens to me when my phone dies, I'm kind of like, I am literally just living my life right now. Like, wow. Like it almost feels, it's just very like, it's not a rock bottom because it's not that big of a deal, but it feels very like for a second you're a little like, what the fuck am I going to do? And then you're just kind of like, well, it's like if it's at the beginning of the night, I don't know. I just have like enjoyed it very much whenever it happens to me. Or I just love being around a friend who's just like, oh no, my phone's been dead for like 6 hours. I don't care. And it's like, okay, work. Like,
yeah, need more of that. I mean, my mom will just like fully forget hers at home while she's going to a restaurant.
People do that. People do that at my job. And I'm like, so you just don't have it? Like, whoa, that's cool.
Yeah. Slay.
It is slay,
The other tweet that haunted me was like, back, wow, this is aged because it was like, I can't believe Twitter is free. And then someone quote retweeted it and was like, this app is not free. It cost me my 20s.
Yeah.
And now, of course, people do pay for Twitter, but
that's
like,
true too. But it still cost me my life.
It still cost me my 20s.
Absolutely. And it's costing me my 20s currently. Like,
no. And it's like, there's actually nothing you can do about it.
No.
Like, if you have like demons you're battling, like choose the other demon. Don't battle your Twitter addiction. There's just
that's
point.
So true. It's just, it's a losing game. Yeah.
It is. Right. That's, don't. Yeah. Yeah. Like, pick your battles. Like, you're not going to win that one until you're like me. I'm 29. And I'm actually ahead of it. I was like, for years, like, you know how some people have like milestones in their life, like by this age I want to be married. I was like, by this age I need to be off Twitter.
And that's genius.
It was gonna be by 30, and I fought it. And I remember just like for the past couple years, like really like wondering if I was gonna stick to it. And but then all of that wondering makes me feel even more like tied to the promise, because it's like
absolutely
heavy in my brain.
Totally.
So it basically,
it's a sacrifice.
I deactivated it, and then it always does the 30-day like window.
Oh, yes, yes,
and
yes,
then
yeah.
I would like catch it right before then, and then just so I can kind of like be a little like manic for a day or two,
sure.
and then
yeah.
put it catch away yeah. for another few weeks. And yeah. then one day I just got off a plane recently and was like, you know what I'm in the mood to do? I'm in the mood to get back on my old Twitter. And the 30 days had passed.
Oh my God.
So now it's just gone.
Oh my God. So it's like letting your phone die. You're just like, it's out of my hands now. Yeah. You're just
and
like, well.
And it is. Ugh. And I like there would, if I had had the power to bring it back, I
you would have
because
yeah.
I don't have like, I don't always do what's best for me. Like you can't
no.
always be like. In the same
yes.
frame of mind, and like there's the argument for bringing it back is so strong, it's just
sure
like, think about this being like a diary of all of these things, and
yeah
then, but the truth is it's like you don't fucking need it, like you don't
yeah.
want it, like
once it's gone you're like it's okay,
it's better, like
yeah
you're
it's so true,
the imprint of you and who you are was not left on this account nearly as much as it was left on like other things.
Exactly. And like your life, like as it's happening. Yeah, totally. That's so true.
And like, I feel like it kind of goes without saying that Twitter's going out. But that's,
I mean, they're making it like
the case.
Painful to use. Yeah.
Oh,
it's just, and it's just, yeah, everything that nothing good happens on there. And I never feel good using it. And I like use it for evil. Like I don't even tweet. I just like read other people's tweets and I'm still involved in the discourse. And it's just, it like, puts worms in my brain that make me like think about things that I shouldn't even know about.
Totally.
You know? It's like, why do I know about this? It's like, why do I care? Yeah.
I hear you. I mean, it's like, it's strange thinking about it now. Cause I feel like at times, followed the Musk propaganda of it being an effective way to like, take control over some sort of slight on free speech that was occurring.
Yeah.
Doing the community notes thing to be
right.
more like fact-based, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I like those things. I like
yeah.
the diversity of opinion, but it's so pigeonholed and niche.
Yes.
And like half the people I know that use Twitter literally just use it for porn because they don't do porn on Tumblr anymore.
I know. That's wild.
So it's like, I'm sorry, like these people are not getting...
They're not like growing.
Like, nuance out
no.
of the like... free speech that
no.
like is
like
flourishing,
yeah.
like the political
nope.
debates flourishing
nope.
on your app are
yeah, no. the
like
no.
not being discovered by anyone that wasn't already seeking them out.
And it's like an echo chamber, it just happens again. You know what I mean? Like you're just seeing the same tweets from
totally.
People you or people you want to fight with or whatever. Like it's just this like ugh, you know.
And when
yeah.
I meet people in real life that like aren't interested in that stuff, like
mm-hmm.
they're not about to like become interested in it.
No,
like,
that's true. Yeah. You're either in it or you're not. Like, yeah.
Yeah, there's like you said, like a lot of like cyclical I don't know, like identities that kind of
yes.
come and go in different
yeah.
forms. And anyway, it's gonna be sad to not be a part of it, but I have to be 30
you gotta,
soon.
Yeah, well, and you gotta just, like, give it a shot and just be free
mm-hmm.
of it and, you know, see where it takes you. I feel like stuff like that is good, and it's really helpful sometimes when something just gets, like, forcibly taken from you and you don't have, like, a final say in it and you're just kind of, like, you just, like, learn
right,
to live
like
with
your
it.
Credit score, like,
yes.
it got snatched away.
Yeah.
And then
what?
You'll realize you don't even miss it.
You don't need it.
You'll be like,
yeah.
oh, you mean I'm not eligible for, like... taking out a $100,000 loan that will ruin the next 10 years for me.
Exactly.
Like,
which is a fantasy that like, even that
I,
you'd even, ugh.
Right. Like you're preventing me from even imagining that I could.
Yeah. That's all it is.
Like,
it's like, protect
good.
Me
I
from that.
I shouldn't be imagining that.
Yeah.
I shouldn't.
I shouldn't like, care. Like, and I don't, I know it's like the here and the now is so much more important. And like,
shit is such
yeah.
a crapshoot. Like,
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. That's completely true.
Okay, now I'm trying to think what else I had on mine.
Mm-hmm.
I know I did. Oh, I was saying Taco Bell is out.
Oh, okay, expand on that.
This is, like, not because I don't love Taco Bell.
Everybody does, yeah.
It's because it's expensive as fuck.
It is so expensive. It is actually crazy.
Like,
that's so true.
I don't know. I think it's easy for me to believe that I'm not wasting money on food because I'll see somebody say, oh, groceries are so expensive. And I'll be like, see, I was supposed to eat out every night this week because The groceries are expensive, so I was actually totally. Making a smart choice by avoiding the grocery store.
Yeah.
But I've like grown out of this delusion and
it
realized
is delusional.
Like it's, Taco Bell is so expensive.
It's so expensive, but it sucks because there is no like right answer because I feel like groceries are stupid expensive. Like things are just expensive.
Yeah,
but it's true. Taco Bell is like, and they don't mitigate it at all. Like I feel like I can still like get shit done at like another fast food place. Like you can figure it out, but Taco Bell is just like everything's like $5. Like, everything.
Well, it's just like you basically. It's like genius, but it's like sinister.
It's so sinister.
I think that people fully got hooked to the brand idea of being able to just order everything on the menu for $10 and have more food than you could possibly finish.
Yes.
And it just being like this thing that just didn't have like a high value placed on it. But part of the experience was getting as much as you could
exactly.
and being like stuffed.
It's very exciting.
Now you'll like Grubhub your Taco Bell and be like, I need to do it again because that wasn't enough food.
Exactly. Cause it's literally not like, and you still spent like just a crazy amount of money. Like it's
a lot. Like
no, that's so
other things are expensive too. Like I can't get out of Popeyes for under like under $16 is hard
me neither.
For me.
Yeah.
Like I'm usually hitting 17 at Popeyes.
At least.
Which is crazy.
It shouldn't be this way. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
so
very,
I really feel like, this one appears to be like more edgy than it is on the surface, that I'm like taking a stand against Taco Bell in favor of like authentic cuisine, but I'm really just like saying this shit is too expensive.
It literally is. It's not sustainable.
I'm like, everyone will snap out of it eventually and realize. But, like, their commercials are good. Like, their commercials make me want that
Every
food.
Time I think about it, even, I'm like, I could eat that. And it's, like, so that's part of maybe the, like, having it wrenched away from you. Is it's, like, just take away the opportunity for me to get it. And I will learn to live without it, you know. But it's hard when it's just, like, there's always, I don't know. It's always
this
in
is,
my mind.
For me, like, this is a demon worth battling.
Yes. It absolutely is.
The psychosis, like, the psychotic belief that this is like a smart financial choice.
I know, right? It is. It's like complete delusion, but but it's so enticing.
Like once I stopped going to Taco Bell a little bit, once I found another option to like mix into my cycle, I would say in like September, I found just like one of those little stores that focuses on like euros and burgers and like whatever kind of food.
Yes.
And could spend $10 and get a Diet Coke, a bunch of french fries, and like two big ass burgers.
That's amazing.
And it would be two meals. Is it good? Not really.
It's like fine.
But like, that's what I do when I do fast food. I do like food that is cheap. Like that's the point.
That's the point. That is the point. But I feel like, fast food has become so ubiquitous and like relied upon and like so delicious that I treat it like it's like a regular restaurant. Like I'm like, oh my God. Like, you know what I mean? Like you'll pay whatever because it's like you just want it. It's like it shouldn't be that way. It should be like convenient and cheap. Yeah. It's crazy.
So that's Taco Bell.
That's a good one.
Feeling like I'm definitely forgetting a couple. I should probably pull out my actual list.
Yeah.
2024. I think I have it in here. Oh, I said the Gulf of Mexico is in.
Just like generally?
It's underrated. It's not given the attention that Pacific and Atlantic get, despite being a lot better.
It seems like, so beautiful.
The water is so much nicer.
Right.
The sand is so much nicer.
It's like very tropical.
It's more tropical.
It's like it's literally a gulf. Like it's already sounds like you already get like the gist of it saying it. You're like, of course that's good. The ocean's too big to like, I don't know, like just to broaden.
Yeah,
it,
you're like, if you're facing like an amount of water that's like that immense.
Uncontrollable,
You know what? This is like an argument for astrology.
Mm.
Like the fact that the moon causes tides.
Yeah, I know.
I was like on like a midnight walk or something. Uh-huh. This is kind of crazy. I was talking to a total stranger on a bench.
Nice.
But anyway, like backstory that I'm gonna like redact.
Yes.
But anyway, we were looking at the moon and he explained tides to me.
Yes.
Because I didn't get it.
Yeah.
And
there's a lot to get.
It's like, okay, because the Earth being pulled around by, like, what, the sun?
Yes.
And then the moon is being pulled around by the Earth, but the sun, sorry, like, the water on the Earth is pulled in a different way by, like, the things orbiting or moving around it. Right. So the moon, it doesn't have enough strength to, like, pull Earth towards it.
Right.
Like, the land part of it.
No, yeah.
But it has enough strength to pull water with it.
That's so crazy.
So, like, and I've been watching, like, Survivor, and people will have their camps washed away, and it's because the moon is getting closer to them and moving the water, like, so in their freaking campsite.
That
and, like,
is so insane. So
all of it's been, like, clicking for me with tides.
Yeah. I think about tides all the time.
If you're, yeah, like, if you're an astrology hater, like, a, which I am an astrology hater. I can't stand astrology. But but despite all that, I find the argument that, like, oh, like, as if the stars in the sky have anything to do with blah, blah, blah.
I think is, they, like, do. I mean, like,
you can have a, you can say other things about astrology, but I think sure. that argument's, like, not
no, there's something to the fighting. Whole. I mean, like, that's how, like, the world works. It's like the solar system has, like, a place and a point. Like, it's all, I don't know, it's crazy. Yeah, the moon controlling,
and it's
the
beyond
times.
You, like, it's beyond it you is. Like, you don't get it,
and that's,
like,
about,
I promise,
like,
you don't.
That's literally, like, what we were saying about, like, suspicion. It's like, who am I to say that that's not why things work, like, you know?
Okay, I'll just yes trust in totally it. Totally
yeah.
And I don't know.
No.
What else? Oh, yeah. I said, this is me being basic, because I said decluttering was out, which is basically another way of saying, like, minimalism is out.
I couldn't agree more, though. I think it needs to be said.
Okay, totally, well, then, like, agree. Let's talk about it.
Well, it's like, I feel like it's kind of in the similar vein as the clean girl aesthetic thing, where it's like, why are we trying to, like, pare ourselves down? And, like, you know what I mean? It's just kind of like, fair, I feel like everybody point. Wants to seem just, like, put together, or, like, I don't know. I don't know.
It just makes me, like, sad when I see it, and yeah. when I see people, like, having to get rid of things because yeah. they can't afford or just don't have the lifestyle of staying in one place for long enough to, like, have right. possessions.
That
so
sucks.
Like, and for me, like, I've, you know, done it and I needed to do it, but it isn't because I chose to. It right. was like I had to because yes. like, I don't know. Like, I respect my mom so much for being able to keep track of things. She's the most excellent, like, documentarian of,
that's dope.
Like, movie tickets. And
that's
like,
sweet.
Whenever, like, a relative passes away, she will take charge where no one else will to yeah. preserve things that were kept in their home.
Wow.
And there's such an amazing, like, archive of things that, like, exist because she maintains them.
That's so
and
cool.
And I think that that's something that I just... maybe I have the brain for, but I don't have the means for.
No.
I don't own a home.
Like, I don't have space. My apartment is, like, space. Freakishly small. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's hard to say that it'll be out in the sense that, like, it will stop, because I think it will continue to be
sure.
a necessity and a sometimes
yeah.
cathartic experience.
It feels good sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I just think it's, like, it's not glamorous, though.
No.
It's kind of gritty.
And that's, yeah, it really is. And that's what I was, like, that's kind of what I'm saying about all of, it's like when they try to make you believe that something is your choice when it's kind of not, you know what I mean? So it's like to say, like, yeah, decluttering is, like, so great. You're
right,
going to feel
like
amazing.
Right, like women having careers.
Yeah. Exactly. I think it's a mistake. Yeah, no,
like, it wasn't the economy realizing they can get more
they
money
can get,
out
yeah,
of households
and
if they make
children.
Both adults
yeah,
work. Yeah,
exactly. No, literally. I mean, like, yeah, it's like that, where it's like, yeah, it's so cool if I have, like, two pieces of furniture in my apartment. It's not because I can't afford more, it's because it's chic, you know? And it's like,
oh, yeah.
No, it's because I can't afford nice shit, like, you know?
Yeah, you can't afford to keep the fall decor in the
no.
attic while you have
no.
your spring decor
what
cycle
attic?
Through.
Yeah, it's like, what right. attic? Like, yeah,
why,
that's,
what
I just
attic?
Think that's, it's like, let's just, like, fight against the concept, I guess, you know? I see what you're saying there. It's like, I want to
yeah.
keep stuff. Like,
well, just like, it's like me supporting abortion, you know? It's like,
yeah,
it's like I support it in the same way I support decluttering, but I don't think that it's like, I don't think that it's like glamorous, you know?
No, and you should, it's not the, you know, it's yeah, it does, it's not fun, probably, it's just not mm-hmm. but it's, you know,
like, it's,
I get
not,
it out of necessity, like,
yeah,
sparingly and out of necessity. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, it's like, not, it's like, in an ideal world things would be different, but
totally,
like, whatever.
We're in this world, yeah.
I do all sorts of things that I are do not too. Ideal. Like,
no, you just have to get by. Yeah.
So okay, true. So I have one more, but I want to see if you wanted to do any of yours before we wrap up.
Yeah, let me try to pick like a really good one. Oh, okay, this cool. one, I'm a little on the fence about it, but I okay. think, well, so I don't know. Oh, well, this isn't really, it's not really an in and out list, but it's something I've been saying, and I think it's something that's going to color at least January for me. Like, it's going to, you know, tint it the way I live it is I kept saying like compulsively that like my body count was gonna reset at midnight on January 1st. So it's like, yeah, it's like, no, I'm a virgin now, like nothing, like it's over. Like, if you thought we had sex, we didn't. So
right, exactly. Kind of, that's why December is such a chaotic month, because you're,
it's
like,
why it, my year is so chaotic.
Right, right. Yeah. your psychic was just like, yeah, picking up on you,
exactly,
like telling yourself about exactly. your body count,
exactly.
And she was like, this
she's
girl.
Like, I feel something. Yeah, there's something disruptive. But I'm for me, I think what is in is, I guess it's an out technique. Casual sex is just out for me, because I do it the wrong way, and it never works out, and so you I'm know, forcing it.
And I feel like this is similar. And I'm gonna like tie everything together a little.
Yes,
bit,
please.
But like in the most, like, idiotic way, but it's like also something that people do out of necessity and not yes. choice.
Yes, exactly. I mean, that's what I was doing, kind of. Yeah,
it's not like ideal. It's
no.
sort of a result of just atomization,
mm-hmm.
which is not empowerment.
No.
And it's basically, I mean, like, there's a lot of ways to look at it. There's a lot of ways to like look at why it is like this, but to break out of it and have connection
mm-hmm.
is rare.
Yes.
So
that's special.
Like, being stuck in the sort of trap mm-hmm. of casual sex is sort of like the worst flex ever.
It is.
It's nothing.
It's not
something
you think
to be. I mean, I don't know. It's like, It's a part of life. It's like,
yeah, of course.
You have to have like your lows,
and you have to try, you know, get out there or whatever, you know,
it's life,
but it's like, I mean, it's not to tie it back in the literal dumbest way, but it's like Taco Bell almost, where it's like, yeah, it's like you want it maybe and it's available, but it is like expensive. So, like, to your soul, like for me, like casual sex, it's available, I want it sometimes, but I feel like it has like a wearing down effect on me that I don't think I need to carry with me, and I would rather like wait it out for something meaningful, or try to, you know.
Yeah, well, talk about like hypomania, like,
yeah,
like it's sort of, yeah, like a side effect.
It's like all pharmaceuticals. Yes. Absolutely. Exactly.
That's yeah. weird. It's weird because you think about, a lot of people say, you know, there's like a sexless generation,
yeah,
and can attribute that to certain like side effects of SSRIs,
which I think is kind of true. I mean, yeah, like,
I agree.
Yeah,
I do see that. I also think that, like, on the other hand, you have like manic sort of, like, I think that there's an increase in people doing like public sex right now.
Damn,
I think
totally.
It's a sign of like hypomania, and
yeah,
just as easily could be attributed to a pharmaceutical
mm-hmm.
or SSRI based
mm-hmm.
argument, because just
true.
As easily as it, like, SSRI can make you like fat and not horny,
it can also make you
like skinny
and really
like
horny. Yeah.
A crazed
a
pervert
demon. Exactly.
That is, like,
that's so true.
Yeah, like obsessed with just pushing boundaries to.
I've been both.
Get a
I've
rush.
Been both of those kinds of. Yeah, I've been on both of those kinds of pharmaceuticals. Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. and I thought about putting. This is what I thought about putting on, but don't have on currently. Partially because it's a little similar to pranks, but I feel like this is an observation that we used to have more. Like people mooning each other.
Oh,
as,
yeah.
like a joke.
It's a lot like pranks.
Or streakers or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I have so many like formative young memories revolved around mooning and streakers.
Totally. It was a huge like thing.
And it's just like not really a thing right
it's
now.
It's not at all.
And
that's
I don't
so true.
Know that it's like gonna come back, because I think that what's more likely is something like a little grosser.
Yeah, like public sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
know. Yeah, like public sex or like doing content filming in public.
Absolutely.
To appease that, like, yes. for appeal to that crowd.
Yes.
And
yes.
to get that content. It's like the same way that yes. you see people doing something for the TikTok.
Yeah.
And you just look at them like that you have just like... disrupted society in such yeah. a, like, awful way.
And like, for... so like naked, like to like not literally, but like when I see someone filming a TikTok, I'm like, why are you letting me see that? Like, oh. ew.
So it's kind of like not the time for mooning to come back.
But maybe it kind of, maybe like to just disrupt it all, like in a really, I don't know. Cause I feel like, yeah, I know what you're
saying. I don't know either. I'm kind of torn.
There's it's no way like, to say. Yeah.
I find it, here's the thing. I will respect like if law enforcement does try and, reel in the public sex and therefore wouldn't want to like
sure.
flirt with danger in that way.
No.
Who am I kidding? I mean, I love a little risk.
It's fun. That's what makes life worth living. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that actually, that's an argument for it coming back because
the spice of life.
You're going to be, you'll be able to be the victim of police brutality and it'll be like your origin story.
Exactly. That's like your fight. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. God. I can say that because I have been like thrown around by a cop before.
That's awful. Yeah. Totally.
Just stating my credentials here.
No, totally. Right. You have every right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh my God. Okay. So, I'm gonna prevent us from returning down the
yeah
conversation we had about DUIs, which.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. I'm very passionate. Yeah.
It's
a dangerous game. Yeah.
Maybe something for another day, but
absolutely, yeah.
But the last one I have on my list that I haven't yes. said,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
let me double check. Yeah, the last one I have is all lowercase texts.
Oh,
so just okay. I like understand the appeal. I do, and I understand the appeal of if you're not doing a full sentence. It doesn't necessarily need to be capitalized
yes.
with the first word.
Yes.
But I find a lot of messages that are sent in all lowercase to come across as like really bitchy.
Absolutely.
And I don't really like it.
It's I couldn't not agree like, more.
It's not cool because...
It's not.
And this is sort of me speaking, I guess, like as the age I am, you know, being subjective or whatever. But
sure.
like, you think that makes sense when you're 22?
Yeah.
Or you're 19 even?
Yeah.
It's just obviously effortful.
Yes.
And I think that there's, like, a way to, like, find a happy in-between.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't respect when, like, your phone is telling you that... Julia Louis-Dreyfus should be capitalized.
Yeah, totally.
And you're fighting against the autocorrect.
Yes.
To make those letters.
I know. It's very affected. It's very like stylized and very like intentional to I feel like seem unintentional or whatever. Do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. To right, trying to look like you're not trying.
Exactly. And it's like, no, I know what you had to do to get it that way, you know?
Yeah. And
that's
like
very true.
And I don't mind like some stylistic choices.
Sure.
I just think that not capitalizing like Truman Capote's name.
How yeah.
Like looks like, well, crazy.
It looks literally crazy. And I often am like adding capital letters like really intensely where I'm to make it clear that I'm like referencing this and not that. You know what I mean? Or like it like to make it there's like a reason that capital letters exist. I don't know. It's
yeah.
like duh.
I love, and you know what I love too?
Huh.
Okay, this is something I'm glad I just thought of. I love a text that ends in exclamation points, but isn't actually communicating danger or anything.
Or like, it's, yes.
Like, or even like an exclamation point question mark combo, but just because you're so excited
exactly,
about
that you're
something.
Just like, yeah.
Like, you're just so interested
yes.
in
yes.
like what they're saying that you like I love. Just kind of having extra punctuation marks.
I
like,
completely agree.
I'm becoming like such, and this is, I used to think of this as like a boomer
no.
thing. Like if you email any boomer, like you'll uh-huh. know like their use of ellipses is out
I
of control.
Go crazy with ellipses though. I
but like they're right.
It's so fun. And it makes it like, it adds this kind of like, tonal thing almost, where I feel like it's more conversational because I know what the person's trying to say. It's like how I talk almost.
It is. It's like it actually does reflect the way a person speaks, and like I can tell like when you're like judging me a little bit, or when you're.
Yes.
I mean, if you do kind of have to
funny,
spend some time around the boomers of your like life to understand.
Exactly.
Like, how to pick up on it, because it can be very confusing. It can come across as very like inappropriate if you don't feel like you're in their head.
But once you just like kind of get with it and like just believe in the vision, I feel like it, I think, I mean, I go crazy with ellipses. I truly do. Like, I just love it. It's just fun.
I like laughing emojis. Like, I like the most extreme laughing one, like all like every variation of like of laughing. But I like avoid the crying. I avoid the skull. I avoid the like pain ones.
Yes.
Like
there's so many.
I think those communicating humor is like kind of going out.
It is actually kind of on the way out. It does. It feels like a little. It feels played out for sure. Or like I've just seen it enough. You know.
Right. Well, this is, this is also me being like, you know what's in? Joy.
Exactly. Laughter. Yeah.
Laughter. I can't help myself.
No, because it's true. It's literally, so it's, and it, there's so many times, like you can say it so many times. It's still true. Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. I feel like it's appropriate that I'm ending this on like a grammatical note.
Yeah.
That's just
all we have.
Who I am.
Oh no,
to my core.
I am passionate about that too. It's it's valid. Yeah.
So I am feeling like I had another topic also. Okay, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Ooh, I do have a little list, and I'll keep it brief, and I'll just read it if that's okay. Mine is basically have some self-respect. It's the first
okay,
one.
Okay, work.
Sleep more during the nighttime is the second one.
Oh, I love that.
I'll stay up really late and then sleep, you know, during the time when the sun is out, and that needs to stop.
Oh no, like giving your permission to go to sleep like when the sun sets too is like kind of like a crazy thing.
But it's very like,
And then, but then it makes it so much easier to wake up in the morning.
Yes. And it's like the way you're meant to do it. I also have, dry January, but for sex. So that's just kind of what I was saying earlier. And it's not dry January for drinking, obviously. It's just for sex.
Right.
This one, don't let people tell you who you are. That's a little convoluted to say. It's just more like, just develop a vision of myself that I know who I am, you know, and don't let other people tell me who I am or am not. That's kind of a specific one. And the final one is protect yourself, because I feel like I permit myself too much and I give too much of myself away to people, and I'm trying to be more like, you know, not.
Oh, that's a good way to put it. I've never like connected the like self-preservation to the excessive permission.
Yeah.
But it's true. But it's like whenever I'm permitting myself, I feel like this is self-care, baby.
Absolutely. Well, so that's finding the balance. I guess it's more like protecting myself also from like others. Do you know what I mean? Like not giving myself up too much to others.
Right. Are you giving into your own, you know, what devilish you desires, or are you giving into someone else's?
Exactly.
At least do it for yourself.
For you.
If we're gonna
yeah.
Do it.
Completely. Yep. Yeah. So it's short, but it's random, but those are mine. Do you have some?
I mean, I guess I am just trying to like not spend money and,
tough one.
Get out of bed, brush my teeth.
Yes, those are good.
Also, like really allowing it to kind of happen gradually. This year, I'm not like hitting the ground running with it.
Totally.
Like, I took it really easy the first few days of January.
Yeah.
Because I fully have experienced just like so many times years that had such momentum.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
Yes.
Like, end up just in the strangest
totally.
Places.
Yeah.
Like, by the middle.
Yes. And then the end, it's like a shit show. That's like the story of my life. I think you should just, like, start slow and let it pick up momentum. Like, and it ebbs and flows. Yeah.
But I still love New Year's Eve. Like, I love
this holiday. Me too. It's my favorite holiday. It's, like, my favorite. Some people hate it so much. I just think it's fun. I don't know.
I do too. And, like, I mean, this year I definitely like didn't do anything, but like I loved just being in bed and thinking about it. I love being in bed and going to sleep and thinking about
it's cool.
the year changing. I love waking up and being like, it's a new year.
It's a new year. And like taking stock of your past year and, you know, whatever. I think it's very cleansing. It's very like freeing and fun. And it shouldn't be like a scary thing. I think it should be like a fun thing. I don't know. Yeah. Ugh.
No, like filing for bankruptcy. Like
I just... Exactly. It doesn't have to be scary.
It can just be fun.
It can just be good. Yeah. Be a
cleansing.
Exactly. Of... Fresh start.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Damn. I mean, I. I'm like thinking if I have anything else.
Yeah.
I had a random thought.
Mm.
Have you ever had an experience at a club or at a bar where you have like a height difference with somebody and it becomes like really hard to engage with them? I've been thinking about how like when you're at a bar or a club, like the chances of you meeting someone like a foot shorter or a foot taller than you and like really like hitting it off with them as like friends is like really hard.
It is and, really hard.
Like you're way predisposed to befriending people your height.
That's so true. It becomes like a weird like clannish thing. Like you just like kind of grab
you short
like,
yourself.
Exactly. And you can see that even at bars. Like I feel like people they all everybody's matching the same head height as those around them almost. Yeah.
I fully like have friends of like multiple heights or whatever, but like that's like the new like I have a black friend.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. Friends of different heights, believe me. Yeah.
Yeah. God damn it! But it's just like when we go to the club, like y'all have your people and I have my people.
So true. It's so and,
like,
true.
We're at the end of the day, like fully separated by this sort of boundary of And I feel like it, for me, I feel this more strongly with people I'm like the same sex as. As like, I can have short girlfriends. It doesn't faze me.
Kind of doesn't,
them.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
For some reason. Anyway, but like with guys, like, I always end up befriending and like dating people that are like my height.
I think it's logical. And I think that's a really good question because it's something I feel like I'm going to be looking for that even closer now than like when I go out again. Cause it is just like, it just happens. You sort yourself and it just feels kind of right. And it's,
and like, you know, like I just feel like one of the things that connects people too is like eye contact, right? So like how much easier is it to like connect eyes with someone that's
and like, and when you're in a loud club or a loud bar, it's like, what, I'm gonna crane my neck to hear what you're saying and you're gonna come down here to hear what I'm saying. It's like, it's not realistic, you know.
Bring back smoking sections, god damn it.
Bring back, oh my god, I would give anything. I am at the local bar here, I'm only ever outside because I'm just smoking and with other people that are smoking.
But I don't know like, what the hell's going on, but like when I go to when I went to bars in Chicago, you had to just smoke on the sidewalk outside of the bar.
Oh my god, that's haunting.
Like, it's just you don't.
That's undignified.
Where is the smoking section, especially at like a venue?
Yeah, it's like it's also like just because you don't have one doesn't mean people aren't doing it. Like you can't, you know what I mean? Like all you're doing is forcing people to be in like a weird place rather than just having a little area. Like it's so weird.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, it's also like, here I go. I like, I have a lot of thoughts in my head right now. One of them is about crime and like safety.
Sure.
And then one of them is about like Karens being in.
Uh-huh.
And so at the consideration of not going into a conversation about armed violence to people on sidewalks, I'm just going to pivot into Karen being in. Karen's being in. And this has like been the case for me.
Yeah,
it's been raining Karens for some time now. Like,
absolutely.
And if we are going into a fucking like revolutionary period, who the fuck else do you want by your side?
I know. I absolutely agree.
Like, that's if you don't have Karens on your side,
like, what are you doing?
How are you planning to like get what you're owed from corporations?
Exactly. I feel like we talked about this a little bit like when you were on Pick Me, because it is like it's like you are a person, like you deserve to advocate for yourself and, you know, whatever, and like don't let people tell you that's wrong.
And what is a PSYOP is the idea that being a Karen is bad.
Exactly. Complete like, PSYOP.
I don't know who introduced that. Like, I know who I'm supposed to think introduced it.
True, but it's like who at the top really, like, game planned. Right. Yeah.
Because the ripple effects so of true. That, like, death.
Like, it's changed so much.
Women have died being afraid of being a Karen.
It's so sad.
Like,
it's
women like, have just, like, been...
So true.
Like... murdered.
It's literally so true. I know.
Like, it's crazy. No one wants to talk about it.
No one does.
But it's true. And I don't even, like, have an example fresh in my head, but I just know it. I just know it.
Yeah.
Thank God I don't have an example.
I've been in some situations, frankly, where, and thank God I didn't die, but, you know, it was literally how it felt. It was like, do I go Karen or do I just, I feel like I can't, like, I literally can't, but it's putting me somewhere where I don't want to be right now. You know what I mean? And yeah. You don't know, have a way to, like, advocate for yourself or get out of it at the risk of looking like, you know.
And I've been feeling this way for a minute because I've always found it hard to side with anyone that's recording someone against, like, their permission.
Me too. I'm just like, don't. Like, if I wasn't there, I shouldn't even, I don't know. It's very, I have a weird take on that too. Yeah, it's like.
And I was like, oh yeah, and just boomers are in. Like, yeah. Damn, I feel like I'm regressing right now. I'm in this, like, my parents' house, my voice is cracking. And I, like, locked the door and I'm like, leave me alone.
No, boomers are in.
Yeah, boomers are in.
They are.
I feel like 2024 is going to be their year.
It might be. Maybe that's what the Pluto and Aquarius thing means. That's like their revolution. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like you might be right.
Yeah. We'll like, see.
They're the ones that built this shit. So, like, that's why all of the shit that we've been doing hasn't really been...
That's so true. Like,
popping off working. Because, like, we're not really...
Not built like them.
On that wavelength.
No.
Like, but when they act up.
Yeah, they act
There's so
up.
Many of them. That's why they're called the boomers.
Exactly. And we could stand to learn something from that. You know what I mean? I feel like they have, like, a good, like, kind of tetheredness together, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I totally see that.
There's
I think
something
that
to believe in.
They just are, like, I mean, when you think about Pluto and Aquarius and it's about masses, they just are more massive. Like,
it's a
just,
massive
they're just
yeah.
that massive
huge generation. Yeah, baby boom. Yeah, exactly.
It's literally,
it's crazy,
humongous.
Quite literally. Yeah.
Damn, trying to think if I have anything to plug. Do you yeah, have anything do you? To plug?
I don't personally. I don't, but I guess the only thing I would plug is this isn't really, I don't want to get back on a tangent. I just, if you think you should see a psychic, go see a psychic. And if anyone wants to know who my psychic is, I'll tell you. That's really it.